kill you? What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, no. No. No, you. You complete me.
You're garbage. You kills for money.
Don't talk like one of them. You're not. Even if you'd like to be. To them, you're just a freak. Like me. They need you right now. But when they don't, they'll cast you out. Like a leper. See, their morals, their code. It's a bad joke. You've dropped at the first sign of trouble. They're only as good as the world allows them to be. I'll show you. When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other. See, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
Where's Dent?
You have all these rules, and you think they'll save you.
It's in control. I have one rule.
Oh, then that's the rule you'll have to break to know the truth.
Which is?
The only sensible way to live in this world is without rules. Rules. Rules.
You know what it is. You ain't gonna trust your bitch after tonight. I'ma make a whole route.
All I need is one more drink, two more blunts, three more bitches, four more zips, five more minutes. All I need is one more drink. One more drink. All I need is one more drink. One more drink. All I need is one more drink. Two more blunts, three more bitches, four more zips, five more minutes. All I need is one more drink. One more drink. All I need is one more drink. One more drink.
All I need is one more skank. Dirty pussy, suck my dick. Scary movie, I let her use me. All in her mouth, my dick in her booty. We all on the couch. The cameras is out.
And she say she a virgin.
Bitch, I'm by my bread. Getting throwed, getting blowed, getting trippy. Getting lit on these hoes. Fuck them slow. In my cup, Coke 45. High as fuck. 20 dab. $140,000 tab. Clutching my gas.
All I need is one more drink. Two more blunts. Three more bitches. Four more zips. Five more minutes. All I need is one more drink. One more drink. All I need is one more drink. One more drink. All I need is one more drink. Two more blunts, three more bitches, four more zips, five more minutes. All I need is one more drink. One more drink. All I need is one more drink. One more drink. Look, all she needed one more shot. That be lit, you can tell. Put that package in your box, you got mail. Smoke one more. Touch that cloud, just that loud. That little bit, she get active, she get wild. We turned up, too much liquor, you can't hold me. Light a pit, fuck the friend, now she know me. Drive my top, out that roof, that's that rolling. Girl, don't play, I'm right here, you gon' show. All I need is one more drink, two more blunts, three more bitches, four more zips, five more minutes. All I need is one more drink, one more drink. All I need is one more drink. One more drink. All I need is one more drink. Two more blunts, three more bitches, four more zips, five more minutes. All I need is one more drink. One more drink. All I need is one more drink. One more drink.
Mafia. Yeah, ho, 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 ho.
Damn, I missed the 90s. Yeah, shit was wild. We was living like rock stars, dropping Misty style. Ain't nobody else believe in what we was putting down. Nigga, almost homeless, trying to get it off the ground. No support. Everybody thought we'd never be shit. Trying to start our own label on some masterpiece shit. Trying to get some distribution. Major labels ain't feeling us. Door slammed in our face, still ain't giving up. Still on the grind. Still on the rise. Even had to send my whip to pay for studio time. Made a name, made some change. Got respect, got some fame. Now they love our shit, cause we made our own lane. Tryna sign everybody with some money in their pocket.
Had a ball on the road, every night we had it poppin'. They ain't hold us down, did it on our own. With our backs on the wall, we put plaques on the wall. Then the problems start picking up, posses start splitting up. People started switching up, we still not giving up. I love them though, we've been through it all, they're my brothers though. And that's some real shit. We weren't always rich, we didn't have a pot to piss. Hustle harder than a bitch, slanging records like they bricks. From the ground to the throne, it's been a hell of a trip. Bring me one more drink while I sit and reminisce.
Check what to Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL. Coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Wow, man. I got a massive hangover, massive headache. Just partied my ass off this weekend, boy. I love my babies. Yes, I do. Good Lord, man. All I can say is I probably never, ever have a quote-unquote conventional relationship with a woman because I just don't trust women. I do not trust women at all. Dealing with these women that I've dealt with for the past decade, one thing is very constant, man. How they can compartmentalize. And I used to believe that women could not separate sex from love. You know, before I got into the whole Pimp Mac game, porn game. Yeah, nothing could be further from the truth, man. And of course, I can't say any names because all my babies have grown up and they have husbands and wives. And I say wives because some of the females go both ways. They're bisexual and they have married women, you know what I mean? So that therein lies the reason why I say wives, just so you motherfuckers don't think I'm on some fag shit. Some nigga got married anyway. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, dealing with these chicks, it makes me think back to my relationship with my wife and thinking that, was I blind to her going out and doing her thing and me being totally oblivious to it? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I was always the type of dude who always felt like I had full control of my chick. You know what I mean? I always thought I had full control. I always thought I knew exactly what was going on. She couldn't hide shit from me. You know what I mean? I felt pretty secure in knowing that I was in full control and that she was not doing anything on the side except for back in 2006, 2007. Shit. When the bitch fell in love with a goddamn plumber. Fucking bitch. Anyway, yeah, it makes me think. Like, wow, man, how many dicks was she juggling, you know, through our 20-year marriage that I probably didn't even know about? I don't know, man. I would say this, probably not. You know what I mean? Because through the conversations that we've had ever since she ran off with the goddamn plumber, she said some things that pretty much let me know that this was probably her first time experimenting and going outside of the marriage. You know what I mean? Either that or this was the first dude that fucked her into submission and led her to deep six my sorry ass. You know what I mean? That's the general feeling I'm getting, man. You know, that like this was the first dude that really put it down, that caused her to see the light, so to speak. Fucking bitch, leave me for a fucking plumber. Anyway, yeah, I'm saying that because, man, these women, god damn, they are sinister, man. These chicks are sinister, dog. Damn. And, I mean, they would just do the nastiest stuff, man. You know? I mean, they'll do, like, the nastiest stuff with me. I'll be like, ooh, you are nasty, girl. Girl, you nasty. Ooh, do you kiss your children and your boyfriend with that mouth? Oh, man, I mean, seriously, man. I'll be crying. I'll be like, damn, girl. Ooh, you just so nasty. Man, I mean, I don't want to. Once again, this is a lowbrow moment, but man, I pump them full of all sorts of bodily fluids, man. I'll pump it in their mouth, pump it in their butt, pump it in their vaginal cavity. I'll just pump them full of it, man. They love it. Oh, they be doing the freakiest shit, man. And then right after we get done with that freak shit, a bitch will sit down and tell me how much she love her nigga. It just boggles my mind how they do that shit, man. It really does. Wow, I'm like, wow, bitch, you really, I mean, you really gonna start that now? After you just did, I mean, just five-star work. You gave me a good tune-up, baby. You did five-star work. You just did the nastiest, most disgusting things known to mankind to me. And now we sitting down relaxing, and now here comes the talking. I love him, but I don't think he loves me. He does this, and he does that, and he does that, and he does that. I'm like, oh, god damn. But you know, this comes with the package, because I'm a professional friend. This comes with the package. You know what I mean? See, a lot of niggas are frown on you listening to this fuck shit. You know what I mean? A lot of niggas be like, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit from no bitch. Trying to hear no bitch talk about some nigga. Shit, I ain't on that shit. Trying to be your friend, bitch. But hey, this is the service that I provide. I'm a professional friend or professional side nigga. Okay? I have etiquette and I have rules to my shit. I'm a professional side nigga. And that comes with the game. If I'm going to be your professional side nigga, okay, you're more than welcome to spill your guts. And, you know, I'll give you a therapy session. I'll sit down. I'll listen to you drone on and on how you hate the nigga, how you don't like him, how you want to get away from him, how he don't respect you. I'll listen to that shit as long as you fulfill your part of the bargain. And that is get me tuned up, bitch. All right? If you're not getting me tuned up, I will tune you out. I won't listen to that fuck shit. Now, generally, I am concerned about your well-being. And I am concerned about the things that are going on in your life. But there is a limit. If I'm not getting nothing out the deal, generally, and if I feel like you're being disrespectful and you're using me, you know, because let's just be honest, man. I mean, what dude wants to sit back and listen to another bitch, you know, talk, my God, man, who wants to hear a bitch talk about another nigga? That's what I'm saying. But see, if you're getting something out the deal, you know what I mean? If you weigh in the scales, you know, hey, why not? Shit, no, women love to talk, so indulge them, talk to them, listen to them, you know, but there's a limit to that shit, man. And yes, I will entertain you. I will listen to your gripes and your complaints, but there's a cost to that shit, you know what I mean? To be a professional side nigga, man, you know what I mean? You gotta, you know, these are one things that you must endure. The incessant talking.
Well, at least that is for me. You know, a lot of you cats, you're going to have to tweak this shit, you know, for what's comfortable for you. But I always let my girls know that, hey, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm there. But you got to tune me up. If you're not tuning me up, I'll tune you out. Shit. I mean, there's been several females that stopped coming over tuning me up. And then, you know, they'll call me. They'll be like, hey, boo. Hey, babe. What you doing? All right, nothing. And then they'll start writing, whining about that nigga they with. And I'll be like, hey, woo, look at the time. I'm kind of busy right now. Hey, let me hit you back. Dial tone, bitch. I don't want to hear that shit. Better come over here and tune me up, bitch. You want to hear that, man? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. You're killing me. Dang, Mike, you don't listen to me like you used to. We used to talk all the time. Yeah, that's when you was setting that shit out. You ain't setting the shit out. I mean, I really don't have much use for you. You know, I'm just not going to sit here and listen to you whine about some nigga, bitch. I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? But in the event you want to come on over, you want to sell me some of that shit at bargain basement prices, by all means, spill your guts. I'm all ears. Yes. And you know what? Let me tell y'all something, man. You know, pertaining to the power tricking, man. Look, this is for professionals only. Especially, like, older cats. To me, you shouldn't be fucking with this shit if you's a young nigga, man. You know, you're supposed to do everything the hard way. You're supposed to earn your stripes. You know what I mean? A young man has too much energy to even fuck around with this concept, man. You know what I mean? This is for old niggas that ain't got time to bullshit and play around. Fuck all that spitting game shit. Of course, it does take some sort of psychological prowess to, you know, do this effectively. But let me tell you, if you're going to really do this and you're going to do it effectively, the main sign to know that you're doing this right, check this out. This is how it's supposed to go. All right, check it out. Listen. Ring. This is your phone. It's ringing. The chick's on the other line. She's like, hey, daddy, what's going on? I'm like, nothing, chilling. What you doing? Bitch, nothing, chilling. Can I come through? Yeah, come on through. Click. Shit. Now, did y'all hear that conversation? Did y'all hear that conversation? If you are successfully power tricking, listen. The female, whether she's texting you or whether she's talking to you, she wants to come over and she wants to motherfucking relax. But in that conversation, did she say anything about money? Did she say anything about I need some money? Did she say anything about how much money I'm going to get? No, she didn't. And you know what? That's for the most part, 95% of the time, that's how it is when I'm fucking with my bitches. They never say shit about money. They never ask how much they're going to get. They just say, daddy, I want to come over. Well, come on over, baby. Daddy's waiting on you. And they come over and they get nasty. Good Lord, they get... Oh. They just need an excuse, man. They just need an excuse to just do the most raunchiest, depraved shit ever. Because, you know, I'm the customer. The customer's always right. I'm giving the orders. Do this shit. Do it now. Do it. Yes, you do. You want to do that shit. You always wanted to do it. Now do it. Gurgle it. Gargle that shit. Play with it. Stick a finger in your mouth. Swirl it around like it's icy dressing or something, bitch. Put it on your face. Make a milk mustache. Shit, do it. Like you crazy. Yeah, I know. But if you're doing the shit right, man, they're never going to say shit about money. They're never going to ask how much they're getting. Because, you know, this is my philosophy. Bitch, if I give you $5 after you leave, well, guess what? That's $5 more that you have right? Before you stepped over in this motherfucker. So you came up. You know what I mean? Shit. While you out there, you know, fucking niggas, quote unquote, for free, bitch, you got a good deal. Shit, I gave you $5. What other nigga gave you $5? Nobody gave you anything, but I gave you $5, so you can't leave all mad because I gave. I cared enough to give. That's $5 more than you had when you came in this bitch.
Man, you lying, man. You ain't never gave no bitch no $5.
Oh, right. Okay. Shit. And you the same nigga that's telling me that you fuck all your hoes for free, right? Right? So what's more unbelievable? Man, you'd be surprised what I have given chicks to fulfill my end of the bargain. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But anyway, man. Yeah, like I said. Female, man, because for the most part, I don't tolerate that shit. Don't ask me how much you gonna get. Shit, you get what you fucking get. If you wanna come over and fuck with me, then come over and fuck with me. I'm a power trick, bitch. The customer's always right. You better ask somebody about me. And I only, I only support bitches that support me. See, like, sometimes, I don't know why some of my girls do this shit, but they'll bring other bitches over, man, you know, to meet me and shit. And one of they, like, little girlfriends might want to try and jump on the bandwagon, want to fuck with me and shit, and they'll be like, damn, can I get on? And fuck, you know, can you help a bitch out? And I'll be like, shit, you need to put in work. What you mean? Have you taken any photos or done any videos for the Mac City Empire? Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I can't do that. Well, I can't do you. Shit. That's how it is. Because, see, my girls pay me. You know what I mean? When I take them pictures and take them videos, you know, that's the way those women pay me. You know what I mean? And that allows me to pay them to return the favor. I just don't be spending cheese with any bitch off the street. You gotta be affiliated, girl. You got to put in work. Somehow, some way, you must be down for the cause. Somehow, some way, you must be an asset to me. You know? I ain't gonna just spend no money with no random bitch. You gotta be worthy. You gotta be proven worthy. I'm trying to tell you, man. But yeah, this weekend was wild, man. Oh, man. This weekend was wild. I had 3 females over. 3. And I usually don't, you know, because it just gets nasty. You know, you got to be worried about VD, venereal diseases and shit. You know, fucking all them bitches in one pop. But this weekend was extra, just, you know, all the stars aligned and I just couldn't say no. Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you. And I don't know what it was, but it must have been something in the air because all 3 of them was just extra nasty. It was just, and I'm like, God damn, what's wrong with you, bitch? You are just on it today and you insatiable. You can't get enough. I'm trying to tell you. You know, I got one chick, you know, she loves for me to bust up in her. And, you know, some chicks are trying to let it, like, ooze out or clean it out before they leave. But she don't like that. She like to keep it up in her. She won't even clean herself out. She'll just keep it all up in her and put her panties on, put her clothes on and walk out the door. And go home to her nigga. I'm like, what the fuck? You ain't gonna try and clean that shit out? You just gonna leave with my babies all up in you? Women are nasty, man. They freaks. Then I got another chick that swallow like it ain't shit. You know? And while she's swallowing, she like, it's like she drinking a milkshake. She going, Like, Jesus. You know, since I'm diabetic, my man juice is sweet. You know, she said it tastes like pineapple juice. So she likes it. So she drink it. And I sent her home to her man. Then there's another female. I pumped it all in her mouth. She don't swallow, though. But she do let me pump it in her mouth. And then she went home to her man. It's crazy. Can't say their names, man, because I don't want to fuck up the... I don't want to dry snitch. But yeah, you think about that, man. Let's think about these niggas out here that think they doing something slick, right? Because they got the bitch. You know what I mean? You really think you doing something because you got the bitch? No, nigga, you not doing nothing slick, man, because you got the bitch, man. I mean, really. I mean, who's really in control here? Who actually sees shit for what it is? Who is the person who's walking around in the Matrix? It ain't me. It ain't me. That would be you, good sir. You are the one walking around in the Matrix, my friend. Because I see with clarity, beyond sight, that you, my friend, you are the one that's blind. You don't know what's going on, man. You living with a prostitute. You don't even know it, man. You don't know it. So I'm saying, who? And once again, I must reiterate, I love prostitutes, man. I love these hoes. Shit.
Shit's all over TV. Now she worked a pole, but you ain't know. That's how she make her dough. Seen her in a yo. She was so dope, forget we met before. She said she fuck with Drake. I ain't surprised, all his hoes fucking with Drake. I asked why she out this way. Said she on a date, then she left with Trey. When will niggas learn? Hoes like a dough knob, everybody gets a turn. Chicks be so high class on the internet, but don't got shit she earned. She got that bag from Juicy J. She got that ass from Rudy Gay. Now yo silly ass down on one knee. What the fuck, man? Is you crazy? These hoes, they for everybody. Pass them all around. They at every party. They ain't gonna be loyal, not for anybody. Still, I love yeah. These hoes. These hoes, they for everybody. Yeah. Oh, that was your girl?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I fell in love with a stripper. Funny thing is, I fell back out of love quicker. They don't pay attention to the love anyway. They only concerned with what the haters say. Bottles be turning these girls into thoughts. Instagram turning these wives into hoes. No real life, they just reading the comments. Mess with the real one and get you exposed. I had a time when my mind was caught up. My niggas was looking like, what is he on? My family was too scared to talk to a nigga. Ain't coming back, no, the case just got closed. She do what she told. Sharing is caring, that pussy ain't gold. Sorry, you ain't in control. You all about that money, that shit that I throw. Just make sure you clean off that pole. They turn on the TV and get on the gram and say that's relationship goals. Trust me, don't save them, anything goes with
these hoes.
everybody. Pass them all around. They at every party.
Every goddamn last one of them.
They ain't gonna be loyal, not for anybody.
And I ain't picking.
Still, I love these hoes.
I'll take a few.
These hoes.
Yeah.
They for everybody.
Juicy J, what up, nigga?
Oh, that was your girl. Oops. I'm sorry.
Gang.
Don't bring her around.
Pass this around just like too much money. 2015.
Yeah, I love these hoes. Stop cuffing my nigga. Is you the police? Is you the police? Is you the police? Why you cuffing my nigga? Is you the police? Is you the police? Is you the police? These hoes, they for everybody. Pass them all around. They at every party. They ain't gonna be loyal, not for anybody. Still, I love these.
So much love for hoes, man. Jeez. You know what? Like I said, is it really the bad thing to be the side nigga? Really? Is it? Is the glass half empty or is it half full? What is it? Mm-hmm. Me and my partner, right? Tony Dreamer. Our wisdom is infinite, man. Our wisdom is infinite. Because somewhere along the line, I'd heard some cat say that if a bitch ever introduce you as one of her relatives, then, you know, that bitch trying to play you to the left. You know, she ain't really serious about you and shit, you know. And you should charge her to the game. But my nigga, like I said, is a glass half empty or half full? Me and my boy, we get introduced all the time to freaks, friends and associates as cousin or uncle. Me, I'm Uncle Mike. Everybody loves Uncle Mike. I'll be out somewhere with it broad, man. And shit, a bitch automatically introduces me. This is my Uncle Mike. And I just smile and put on my best uncle act. You know, I shake hands with whoever. And it typically, I'm getting introduced to the nigga that she fucking. Sometimes it's an odd quirk in the universe. Somehow a nigga just find a bitch out in public and I'm with her. And then it's like, uh-oh, don't say nothing. I'm going to introduce you as my uncle. All right, bet, bitch. Just what it is, what it is. Shit. And then, of course, this is my Uncle Mike.
Pleased to meet your son. Heard a lot of good things about you.
That's my old man voice, if you didn't know. That's my old Uncle Mike voice. And then, you know, the motherfucker be like, pleased to meet you too, sir. I'm like, ah, fine young man, fine young man. Okay, yeah. But that dude right there has no clue. He just don't know how nasty his woman is, man. And he don't know how sinister and diabolical she is either. But, you know, cats like me and Tony, shit, we want to be him. Oh, shit, man. Come on, y'all. Is the glass half empty or is it half full? That young man is in the Matrix. He just has no clue. He's just totally just ignorant to his surroundings. Totally ignorant to the people that's around him. Don't know what the fuck going on, man. Come on, y'all. Y'all gotta stop. Yeah, my babies love me, man. My babies love me. Shit. Yeah, a lot of niggas don't think that, you know, you can actually have a strong bond or a strong relationship with females, you know, fucking around doing this shit, man. Nothing could be further from the truth. A lot of times this bond can even be stronger than a conventional boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, man. You know? Like I said, man, shit's going on a decade. You know, it's past a decade, really. Shit. Let me see here. Nope, can't say their names, but, well, I can say Tanisha's name. She don't have no nigga, so, you know, that's my, pretty much my number one ride or die. Shit. And that just reminds me, you know, it was like a couple months ago, she called me, you know, because a lot of times I just ignore her call because she kind of get on my nerves because she, you know, she get kind of ignorant with it because you know, I actually got real feelings for this bitch. You know, I actually really do love her, and I don't like to see her go through fuck shit, so she tries to abuse her position as bottom bitch, but at this particular point in time, actually, she had kind of lost her position as bottom bitch because I gave it to Nikki, and so I just ignore her calls, man. I was just ignoring her. I'm like, bitch, I don't feel like talking to you because you know, you're going to call and she's going to ask for something sometimes. You know what I mean? She's going to be like, I need help with this or I need help with that. You know, because she knows she's like one of the few chicks that can actually get away with this shit because she's so hardcore in the game with me for years. You know, so finally, I mean, she was just blowing my shit up back to back, man. I'm like, all day. And I finally pick up the phone, and she is crying hysterically. She's like, my like, bitch, what the fuck? You know, like, what is your problem, and what do you want, nigga? she was like, So then she started to calm down. I'm like, damn. Then she tells me this story how someone had started a rumor that I was dead. Like, I had died of a heart attack or some shit. I don't know if I told y'all that story before, but yeah, it was like about two or three months ago. And she was just hysterical. She actually thought I was dead. And she was boo-hooing on the phone. She was just so happy and relieved that I was still alive. I'm like, damn, bitch, you really love me, don't you? And then she got hard again, you know, because Nish is one of them hard-ass bitches. She hard as fuck. She one of the bitches that talk like this. Real talk, bruh. I swear on everything I love, cuz. Like, bitch. Fuck you, gangbanger? Shit, she hardcore as fuck. Act just like a nigga sometimes. Like, you need to dial that back, man. That shit is kind of weird. Stop doing that shit. But, yeah, she hates love and tenderness. So when I said, aw, you love me, don't you? Then she straightened up and got real hard on me again. But yeah, man, she was quite shook. She was quite shook, man. Once again, like I said, a lot of these niggas, they living in the Matrix. A lot of you niggas look at the side nigga like he's losing. But we look at you, the main nigga, and we actually think you losing. Case in point, my girl Nikki, her baby daddy got out of prison like early this year. And if y'all been following the podcast, you know that Nikki was with this nigga named Kevin, but she kicked his ass to the curb because, you know, he wasn't following or he wasn't fulfilling his duties as a man and taking care of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So she kicked him to the curb. And plus, I kind of think that Nikki knew that once her baby daddy got out of prison, Kevin was not going to be man enough
to stop the baby daddy from whooping Nikki's ass. You know what I mean? Any man that's going to have to get with Nicole, ooh, he's going to have to, you know, he's going to be a solid nigga, because the baby daddy that getting out of prison, he's a real thug nigga. You know, and when he gets out, he's coming for his bitch. And that's Nikki. You know what I mean? And anybody that's cohabitating with Nikki at the time when the nigga get out, there gonna be some problems. So she knew that Kevin was not the type of nigga that could handle that sort of heat, man. So she got with another nigga that she felt that could handle the situation, right? And of course, man, true to form, you know, me and my boy Tony called it. Soon as that nigga got out, he was cool for a while, he was peaceful. Nikki told the nigga, I don't want to be with you, I'm with somebody else, you know, I'm in love with this dude, he treat me good. Now this new dude, he cut from the same cloth as the baby daddy. He a real thug nigga, right? So from what I'm hearing, you know, I haven't seen her since I got this report. You know, the streets is always reporting back to me about what goes on, you know what I mean? I got eyes and ears everywhere, man. So it appears that the baby daddy that just got out of prison kicked in her door, and I guess he just started wailing and scrapping with everybody in the goddamn house, Nikki and the new nigga, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of odd. You know, there must have been some real serious shit going on, because I ain't seen her in a while, so she probably got some bruises on that face or something. I hate to be, you know, on this gossip shit, nigga, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm really intrigued by the story. I want more info. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know just what was the extent of the damage. You know what I mean? So once again, the side nigga's not losing. The side nigga's winning. Okay, the side niggas winning. It's you niggas that's losing. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised, you know, a motherfucker has not lost his life yet. See, the new nigga, right? I mean, both of these niggas, they got to worry about, you know, death and hospitalization, you know, rubbing each other out, murking. Now, the baby daddy that just got out of prison, he's still on papers, so he gonna fuck up. He gonna find himself right back in lockdown. You know what I mean? But all the while, the side nigga, Uncle Mike, is on the sidelines watching from Mount Olympus. Oh, shit. Look, man, this is what y'all gotta do. Y'all gotta stop letting these other niggas, these so-called paragons of game, you know, tell y'all stupid shit, man. All right? You need to basically plan accordingly. Man, you gotta approach each situation and circumstance, you know, differently. You gotta, everything's not the same. Every situation and circumstance is not the same, man. Shit. You gotta learn how to tweak shit. You gotta learn how to take lemons and make lemonade and make shit advantageous to you. Fuck. Man, I don't endorse no cookie cutter ass philosophy. Adapt and conquer. That is the motto here at Mac City. Adapt and conquer. So while these real niggas is rubbing each other out, my fat trick ass is waiting on the sidelines for the dust to clear. And I'll be fucking your bitch. Bringing it down to earth. Some lowbrow humor. You know, fuck all that black white cop shit. I'm not gonna talk. I'm gonna leave that shit alone, man. This shit is getting on my last nerves. You know, I've just gotten too invested in it. But let me just say one thing about that. I just find it kind of weird that both riots that we had, like in Ferguson and in Baltimore, was over two brothers that had last names pertaining to color. Dun dun dun.
Conspiracy.
Mike Brown and Freddie Gray. Brown and Gray. What a coincidence. The universe is saying something. could it be? Ah, man, I'm reaching. I know. That's how my mind works. I look for shit like that. But I do find that kind of weird, kind of odd, so to speak. Is that by design, by the media? Is it? I don't know. Shit. Mike Brown, Freddie Gray. Brown and Gray. Color. Think about that. That's weird. Okay, off of that shit. Like I said, yeah. The cup is not half empty. It is half full. Remember that when you're trying to disparage the side nigga. The professional side nigga. Not only am I a professional side nigga, I'm a professional power trick side nigga, professional friend. I encompass and I do so many things, and that's why they can't leave me alone. They love me. They love Uncle Mike. Shit. I had to get Tony on this motherfucker, man. I don't know, has Tony told you his Uncle Mike stories? I'm not sure. Probably have to do that. How he's running the... I mean, that's the funny thing when you know the game and when you as deep in the game as me and Tony. And, you know, there's been plenty of bitches that's tried to trick Tony, right, with the Uncle Mike scam. You know, he'll be fucking with a bitch and a bitch will be like, oh, hi, Tony, this is my cousin, such and such. You know, but my man Tony, of course, since he's hip to that shit, fuck, you know, he can see right through that shit, but he won't put a bitch on blast, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, okay, yeah, whatever, bitch. I know that. I know the game, bitch, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of times with niggas like me and him, you know, we'll let you win the battle so we can win the war, you know what I mean? Because ultimately, we trying to get something out your ass, and we really don't give a fuck if you got a nigga on the side or whatever. Because, now that was a funny thing. You know, you got bitches that have multiple side niggas, and they're trying to hide the one side nigga from another side nigga. And, you know, me and Tony don't give a fuck, but bitch, have as many side niggas you want. They're trying to wife you the fuck up. You know, but they still feel the need to try and be deceptive. It doesn't matter. Well, anyway, man, it's the Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL jumping in. Down to earth once again, getting back to the roots of Mac City, getting down to the brass tacks, right? So that's all I'm going to say today. Got more shows coming up. I'll talk more shit at a later date. Fat Mac, baby, Fat I'm Mac, out. Baby, Fat I'm Mac, out. Baby, I'm out. Baby, I'm out.
My beat low. My bass low. I ride low. She go low. My beat low. My bass low. I ride low.
Just tell them what you said, bruh.
Me, Juicy J, got too many hoes. Me, Juicy J, got too many flows. Click ballin' out like the 98 Lakers. Pull up in $1 million car and violate it. Fly to Cancun on Sunday, land in France on Monday. Faded at the fashion show, trying to grab a bitch off the runway. I ain't even packed no clothes, nothing but rubbers in my suitcase. Later on, I might menage with my model and her roommate. And if I tip a bitch, we fucking. It ain't no discussion. It cost a beat up boss, my nigga, you way out of your budget. Who you playing with, little homie? Your life won't cost me nothing. Juicy J, so presidential, don't make me press that button.
My beat low. My bass low. I ride low. She go low. My beat low. My bass low. I ride low. She go low. Low.
I get a brick, you know I get it for the
low.
Her ass so fat, I told her drop it down.
Low.
I do a verse, you know my price is eight.
Low.
La mama know I let my kisses down.
Low.
Me, Nikki M, I got too many wins. Pull up with them V twins in my engine. All this ice all around me like a penguin. I ain't talking bowling, but I'm with the kingpin. I pull up with a nigga with a real big dick. That shit so good, man, a bitch can't quit. I ain't never had a beat that a bitch ain't rip. I'm fly every day, but a bitch ain't tripping. You be on that pool, you be on Scott Pippin. I be pin walking, I'm limping. Fleas on my back, so they think I'm crippin'. Every nigga in here wanna know what I'm drinking. Mix my got on niggas. I keep a pillow with me just because I'm tired of niggas. I'm with some flawless girls. They pretty and they thick. Bust it open quick. Put that pussy on his lips.
My beat low. My bass low. My bass low. I ride low. She go low. My beat low.
My beat low.
My bass low.
My bass low.
I ride low.
She go low.
She go low.
I get a brick, you know I get it for the
low.
Her ass so fat, I told her drop it down.
Low.
I do a verse, you know my price is eight.
Low.
La mama know I lay my kisses down.
Everything for the low, Mr. Leave her at home, he'll take your hoe, Mr. Stack that dough. Young rich nigga used to trap by the stove, now tax for the flow. Tell a rap nigga, I'm not feeling you. Stop front, boy, y'all not criminals. At the top, now they time about killing you. Got two nines, but they not identical. I never trade on my squad, nigga. Ball hard, nigga. I'm Michael Jordan, you LeBron, nigga. In other words, you a fraud, nigga. I pull your car, nigga. I'm a young boss, I'm running shit, call me King Tut. All this gold on, I be blinged up. If they try to rob, got the thing tucked. You ain't seen nothing. At the club, they jaws drop when I pull up in that Benz. 30 deep, belt 20, he still stump him out with my Timbs. I'm in here chilling with my feet up. I told y'all that I'm about to heat up. Man, it's time to kill all this weak stuff. Pull a beat up, watch me eat up.
My beat low.
My beat low.
My bass low.
My bass low.
I ride low.
I ride low.
She go low.
She go low.
My beat low.
She go low.
My bass low.
She go low.
I ride low.
She go low.
She go low.
Low. I get a brick, you know I get it for the
low.
Her ass so fat, I told her drop it down.
Low.
You know my price is eight.
Low.
La mama know I lay my kisses down.
Low.
I'm just ahead of the curve.
Where's Dent?
You have all these rules, and you think they'll save you.
In control.
I have one rule.
Oh, then that's the rule you'll have to break to know the truth.
Which is?
The only sensible way to live in this world is without rules. Without rules. Without rules. Without rules. Without rules.